The government in Ontario says police should start doing random stops of people in traffic or on the street to ask them why they are away from their home during the state of emergency over COVID-19, the pandemic. And some of the police forces in Ontario, including here in Toronto, the biggest police force, police forces are saying back to the province, no, we are not going to start doing random stops of people in traffic. And you know what's really, really interesting to me is that at the moment the government wants this order to take effect and for police to do this, it's the anniversary of the formal declaration of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms in Canada, of Canada having its own constitution. I'm Paul Cross, and you won't hear this on the news. This is episode 8. That's one of the things that really, really stood out to me very quickly, watching the news conference on Friday, April 16th, with the provincial government, the premier, the Solicitor General, the Health Minister, and the Labour Minister. Don't get me started on that. Talking about extending this state of emergency and the stay-at-home order by 2 more weeks. Didn't occur to anybody to talk about what's the date, but by 2 more weeks from whenever it was supposed to end, and I'm not going to look that up right now. That they chose to say that all of this on the 16th. I suspect there was no one in the front of that room, on that panel, at those different microphones, who was even aware that April 17th is the anniversary of the Constitution. It was April 17th, 1982. I remember it very distinctly. The Queen had come to Canada for a formal ceremony in Ottawa, where, with Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, she was going to sign the formal documents that proclaimed the Constitution Act, the Constitution Act, which gave Canada its own constitution. It had been passed in March, formally by the House of Commons, I believe it was March 29th, and then on April 17th, the Queen came to Canada and formally signed the document. And of course, as part of the Canada Act, we have the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And this is what we more or less can refer to as our Constitution, all of those documents. But it's the Charter of Rights and Freedoms that spells out what our constitutional rights are. It's a federal jurisdiction, our constitutional rights. And every law in Canada must comply with the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. That's one of the cool things about the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. It was fascinating to me. I was a young news guy at the time living in Thunder Bay. I was the news director. Within a few months of that signing taking place, I was enrolled in a course at Lakehead University in criminal law. And it was fascinating because the professor was telling us about the importance of the Charter and how now everything had to be viewed through the lens of the Charter, and if it didn't fit with the Charter, that law could no longer stand and would be unconstitutional. And of course, this was fascinating for me as a young news guy because I tended to think of the rights and responsibilities of delivering the news and official impediments to doing the news, as well as criminal code and civil rights and things that came into play in the news. There are aspects of that that are probably stories for an episode for another day. But I have always been fascinated by the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and how it's applied, and sad about how little most Canadians seem to know about it, but how they have concepts of freedom of press and freedom of speech that they get from American TV and American movies and maybe American novels that are very different from Canadian approaches and Canadian law and the Canadian Charter. So here we are, April 17th, 2021, the 39th anniversary of the signing of the Canadian Constitution by the Queen, and the government of the biggest, most populated province in the country, with the biggest city, Toronto, is telling police you should start randomly stopping people on the street or in traffic and asking them, why are you not at home? Why have you left your home? You shouldn't be leaving your home except to go to work, to go out to get food, medicine, or to go to a medical appointment. Basically, there are a couple of other sections. That's basically it. And of course, the other thing that someone like me is immediately going to think of is, well, who do you think the cops are going to target to stop? Right? You think it's going to be people of color? Do you think it's going to be people who are going to get stereotyped by police anyway and targeted? I sure do. That's pretty frightening. That should be frightening for everybody. And if you think that, and you think that therefore, somehow you're probably not likely at risk, you're not recognizing the extent under which you're operating from your white privilege, and you are not aware of what this likely means to so many other people around you. It's a frightening prospect for me, for my family. It's a frightening prospect for hundreds of thousands of people in Toronto alone. And you would have this take effect on the anniversary of the signing of the Constitution, which, by the way, used to be referred to as Law Day in Canada, which is a funny term. I'm not really with that. And I especially don't like the term law and order, which I can talk about another day. It should be Charter of Rights and Freedoms Day. Anyway, it was celebrated and commemorated for some years by people in the legal community. And I always thought it was very interesting as a news guy and would always try to do some information on it. It's very, very hard to find information about Law Day in 2021. It's like many other things. It's to lawyers, I guess they recognize it on a day that's convenient for them. You won't find it, as far as I can tell, publicly, significantly designated or recognized as Law Day in Canada today, as I'm recording this. I saw some law folks, I think it was in Alberta, saying, oh, you could get a free consultation on April 13th. I guess that was a convenient day of the week for them. But it's one of those things we're not giving much credence to, apparently. Significant date. So I tweeted that within hours of it being announced, because that business about random stops, because that really struck me right away as the Solicitor General spoke those words. And I thought, no, you didn't just say that. Well, it was only a few hours before some of the police forces started saying, you know what, we're not going to do that. I know they'd like to be called police services today. I'm going to call them police forces. Some of them started saying, we're not going to do that. The first I saw came from Ottawa. The next from Waterloo Region. And today, this morning, Toronto police have tweeted that they are not going to start doing random stops. They will continue to do things, they say, to protect and educate and inform people, but they're not going to start random stops, whether you're walking or driving. The cops are standing up, some of them, officially, through their departments, services, forces, which means there's direction from the chief, saying, we are not going to do that. I'm not hearing anybody saying it's not constitutional, but they're saying we're not going to do it. The provincial police, the Ontario Provincial Police, tweeted very quickly that it would be. So some police are saying we're not going to do that. Doesn't seem like the right approach. Very interesting. I think the Toronto police knew this was coming, because it's just way too coincidental to me that on Friday morning, late morning, they tweeted out a link to a video they had produced in January of this year with an introduction by the interim chief, James Raymer, setting up to one episode of a series they're calling Know Your Rights. And this one is about being stopped by the police. And the host of the series is Nia Singh, a well-known Toronto lawyer, activist, broadcaster. He has a show on the radio on CFRB on Sunday afternoons. And the tweet included information about the idea that it's not right to do random stops in Canada. And of course, this stems out of the whole controversy about carding and cops individually, or excuse me, deliberately targeting people of color, which is a well-known thing. But what's an important investigative tool? No, it's been found to be illegal. It's officially not allowed. So you're going to have some concern about who's going to be targeted if cops are going to be told by the government to start random checks of people who are out. This video explains that random checks are not right, and it tells you what your rights are if you're stopped by police. If you're approached on the street, you don't have to talk to them. You can ask them, am I free to go? Am I being detained? Etc. I'm not going to get into legal advice here. That's not my expertise. I don't see anything in the emergency legislation that the government is using. I've read through it today. I don't see anything in there that talks about police power or directing police to do things. I don't see anything in the Constitution, in the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, that allows that, except as a reasonable limit, and I don't see a reasonable limit because the law says that police are supposed to operate by, and the provincial regulation under which police operate in Ontario, it's a regulation number, it's regulation 58/16, excuse me, and it says that you need reasonable belief that a crime is being committed or is about to be committed, that some offense has been, is being, or is about to be committed if you're going to stop somebody. The Toronto Police Department Service made it clear a few hours before the government said police will start doing random checks that random checks are not legal. So it's well that police chiefs are telling their forces, their people on the ground, don't do it. Is it going to be abused by individual cops? You're damn right it will be. It absolutely will be. People will be harassed and stopped for no reason. But the chief is officially saying, we're not going to do it. If you hear this and you get stopped, let me know. Send me a voice memo. Maybe we'll put together something with it. I was stopped. Anyway, I'm thinking about these things today, and there's much more, and probably a lot more I want to say about it. But on the anniversary of the signing of the Constitution, police, oddly enough, stand up to a government and say, we are not going to start randomly stopping people here. Let's see what happens next. I'm Paul Cross. You won't hear this on the news.